The Red Star does not put out enough fake news for Dave Kinski. Nope, they're just not reacting fast enough. He's resorted to taking matters into his own hands. In fact, his new Facebook ad says he's a champion for local control. Yeah, that's totally the impression that we got when an amendment that was supposed to say religious exemptions shall be granted came out reading something like, religious exemptions shall not be granted. Well, and then there's the whole thing about House Bill 1002 not being enforced until after all of the lawsuits are completed. Yeah, that was Dave Kinski's work also. He did the same thing with House Bill 1001 in the Appropriations Committee. Sure sounds like local control to me, doesn't it to you, Dave? And then there was the old classic Facebook ad that said that Dave Kinski is defending our Wyoming values. Well, that's certainly what happened during the special session, isn't it? The truth is that Dave Kinski voted against every single measure in the special session that would have protected the rights of Wyoming citizens. Last time I checked, there's a whole bunch of mad mama bears in Sheridan County that really don't like mandates, and they especially don't like politicians who could have done something about them. Come to think of it, there is one good thing that came out of COVID. Now we have all of these crappy politicians that go down to Cheyenne on tape saying how they don't want to protect your rights. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Morning Reload. From high above all other pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. This installment of Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena or some other huge giant metal building, well, you need to call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in what they do, and they certainly do it better than anybody else around. So give them a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. A couple of program notes before we really get rolling this morning. Tomorrow, I'll be the keynote speaker at the Converse County GOP Fall Banquet. If you're in Douglas tomorrow night and you need something to do, well, buy a ticket and go support the Converse County GOP and listen to yours truly talk about conservatism. Consequently, Wednesday's edition of Cowboy State Politics might be a little bit delayed. We'll just see how it goes, but be expecting a later episode on Wednesday. In a somewhat unsurprising move, D.C.'s Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a stay on President Biden's vaccine mandate. This is something that all Wyoming citizens were hoping for. The reason I say it's shocking is for two reasons. First, that the D.C. Circuit is the one that issued the stay, and that secondly, it happened so quickly. It's good news for Wyoming citizens. Now, the Biden administration has until 5 p.m. today to respond to that temporary order. They will respond, and this whole thing is going to continue throughout the court system. But like I said, it's good news for Wyoming citizens, even though we're kind of in legal limbo right now. An interesting narrative that has followed the special session since before the balloting is the cost, or the potential cost. If you're curious, when our legislature is in session, it costs about $25,000 a day. So the grand total for the special session is an estimate of $175,000. Now, the group that was pushing this whole narrative is the Redcoats and the Democrats. Generally speaking, Democrats and Redcoats have never met a dollar that they didn't want to spend. During the general session, conservatives, who considered cutting budgets across the board, education for example, were vilified as hating eight-year-olds. When discussing necessary cuts to social programs, conservatives were accused of hating the poor. And of course, we were accused of hating the middle class because we suggested reducing the number of state employees, even though for every 10,000 Wyoming citizens, there are 800 state employees. And stop the presses. For even suggesting that we don't pay for teachers that don't exist, we were accused of wanting to trash the entire Wyoming education system. No, state spending must continue. Except, of course, when it comes to protecting the rights of Wyoming citizens. From the very beginning, even when the idea of having a special session was brought up, Redcoats like Dave Kinski said that it would just cost too much. Liberal rags like the Red Star and oversized political blogs like the Cow Pie derided conservatives for even wanting to have a special session to deal with Biden's overarching, overbearing, and unconstitutional vaccine mandate. However, in a completely surprising and completely random act of journalism, the Cap City News points out who crafted that narrative and who was pushing that our freedoms just cost way too much. In an article entitled, "Why-O Legislature Fails to Take Strong Action Against Biden Vax Mandate, Special Session Costs Taxpayer $175,000," written by John Riedel on November 4th, says, and I quote, "While Gray and a majority of the legislature voted in favor of holding the special session, others said it would be a waste of time and taxpayer dollars. That includes the Wyoming Democratic Caucus, which highlighted the roughly $25,000 cost per day of holding a special session in a statement opposing it." What? Democrats are fiscal conservatives now? Not so much. They just like President Biden's mandate. And that is why they teamed up with the Redcoats to completely gut any bill that came out of the Wyoming legislature and make it totally ineffectual, which is what we got. They did, however, get one other thing that the Redcoats wanted. Political cover for Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon, who on Tuesday at the beginning of the special session locked down his office because the Capitol building was filled with Wyoming citizens. Why not appear and speak to us, Governor? So now Governor Gordon can ride to the rescue of Wyoming citizens because our legislature wouldn't do anything about it and file his federal lawsuit, which he did. This is highlighted in an article in the Cowpie entitled "Wyoming to Sue Biden Administration on Friday over Federal Vaccine Mandate," published on November 4, 2021, written by Jim Engel. And I quote, this is Governor Gordon, "We have prepared for this moment, and the Attorney General has a strong legal strategy she developed with a coalition of other attorneys general," Gordon said. "We cannot allow the rights of Wyoming citizens and her industries to be trampled by federal overreach." So Governor Gordon comes to save the day while he still hasn't rescinded an emergency order he issued over COVID. A couple of key takeaways from the special session. Democrats are not fiscal conservatives. Redcoats are not interested in protecting your rights. And the special session was already a cooked goose before it ever happened. As most of us are aware, most everything that comes out of politicians' mouths is nothing but political theater, and Wyoming is no different. All you need to do is go back and watch the YouTube videos of the session, and you'll see legislator after legislator talking about how they're not going to protect your rights. Now, that's not to say all of them. There are some true conservatives in our legislature that fought hard to defend your rights. The problem is, they were outnumbered by the Redcoats and the governor. But that's not to say that there's nothing that we can do about it. In Wyoming, all power is inherent in the people. And we can definitely change what happens in Cheyenne. We just have to get off our butts and do it. Have a good Monday, and we'll talk again sometime on Wednesday. From the base of the Bighorns, in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.